The fall of Iran and the rise of Mashiach. War with Iran is approaching round two. Could this be the final groan of Golas, the cracking of the shell, the spilling forth of the light of Geula that the world is longing for? After all, Iran is simply the preferred modern name of ancient Persia. Persia Paras in Lashon HaKodesh. It's the very same nation, they just use a different name these days. And we have the testimony of the sages in the Gemara. Chazal say that before Mashiach comes, Persia, Paras, will fall at the hands of Rome. Evidently, we are describing an event of global proportions. But the chessboard of world politics is merely the playing out of an internal spiritual drama of the Jewish people. As Chassidus explains the verse, Gam es ha'olam nosam belibom, he gave the world over to their hearts, which in Chassidus means that what happens in the world is a result of what's going on inside Jewish people. So based on that, how should we understand this drama, especially since it's described as being intertwined with the coming of Mashiach? We're going here to attempt to analyze both aspects, both the worldly external events and the inner service of Hashem, based on the words of Chazal and teachings of Chassidus, and we will, with Hashem's help, find them even more significant than we might have thought. So we're going to start with the fall of Paras, the external dimension. We're going to start by mentioning words that the Rebbe said, in order to establish the significance of this matter in our generations. And why is this important to us? Not just something said in the Gemara. So the Rebbe told, is a video where the Rebbe speaks to Ron Nachman. He was the mayor of the city of Ariel in Shomron in Israel. And he tells him, the Rebbe tells him to explain to the Americans, and now quoting, in translation, quoting him, it is imperative that there be a strong Israel in order to check the spread of the influence of Syria, Iran, and so forth, for they are against the U.S. no less than they are against Israel, and maybe more so. Clearly, the Rebbe was not discussing with him sugi in the Gemara or some deep ideas of Chassidus. This is practical advice, which even the Gentile government in the United States is expected to understand, and he was supposed to tell them that. Additionally, and this is a little bit, even a little bit more dramatic, there was an Israeli ambassador named Yehuda Avner, and he was interviewed a number of years ago. He already passed away, but he was interviewed, and he shared that the Rebbe in the mid-1970s told him, and this was years before the Iranian revolution, which took place in 1979, and he said that the Rebbe said to him, quoting, the emergence of an Islamic Iran carries with it the seeds of jihadism that will spread across the Middle East, threaten Europe, and ultimately the whole of Western civilization. That's what he says the Rebbe told him. And he says that at that time it was completely, nobody was talking about such a thing, Islamic revolution in Iran, unheard of, unthought of. We understand clearly that the military threat from Iran is a pressing contemporary issue, which, in the Rebbe's view, is of the gravest consequence. And today it's unfolding before our eyes. We're now going to look at the relevant sources in the Torah, with hope to gain some small insight into the gravity with which the Rebbe views the developments in Iran, which again is Persia. So if we look in the Gemara, Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, it states as follows. Rebbe said that in the future Rome will fall at the hands of Persia. Rav said that Persia will fall at the hands of Rome. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi said to Rav, can the builders, that's referring to Persia, because they permitted the rebuilding of Bais Sheni, can the builders fall before the destroyers? In other words, can Persia fall at the hands of Rome, because Rome are the ones who destroyed the temple? And he answered them, yes, it's a decree of the king. That's what it says in the Gemara. So Tosfos over here says that Persia is the nation destined to fall and adds a critical element. We were told that in the future Persia will fall at the hands of Rome, that is, at the time of the coming of Mashiach, meaning that it's not just one of many future events, but an event immediately preceding. The Lashon over there is Samuch Le, the coming of Mashiach. In other words, when is Rome going to cause the fall of Persia? It's right before the coming of Mashiach. Now, Rome, as we know, is Edom, as Rashi says. Edom is commonly understood to mean, in general, the Western world. And Rome, which is the center of the financial and military power of the Western world, that's what Rome was in those times. And just as Rome was the mightiest and wealthiest world power of its time, so too today, that's the United States. So when we say Rome, conceptually, it means the United States. One could, however, ask a question on the relevance of this Gemara to our times. Because after the first Persian Gulf War, the Rebbe referenced the Medrash Yalkut Shemoni, and it says over there that there, in the year Mashiach is revealed, there's going to be wars. It doesn't use the word wars, but struggling between nations, Arab nations, Persia. And the Rebbe said, in referencing that Medrash, that it was fulfilled that year, the year of the Gulf War, was that Medrash was fulfilled. So if so, what need do we have for Persia to fall at the hand of Rome? We can answer that the Yalkut Shemoni itself states there's a difference between the year Mashiach is revealed and the hour Mashiach comes. There's two different stages. And the Rebbe said that the first part, Mashiach was revealed, took place in Tavshin Nun Aleph. And since then, we are standing on the cusp of the hour Mashiach comes. And we just said above that Samuch, to coming of Mashiach, is Rome brings down Paros, Persia. And further, the Rebbe declares numerous times in these sichas that kolikol akitzin, all the end times have passed, avodas ha'birurim has been finished, and consequently, the Rebbe expresses his astonishment that still Mashiach hasn't come. So in light of this, we can bring an amazing statement from the Sefer, Yaroi Dvash, from Yonos and Habshitz. And he addresses this exact issue, and he says like this, quoting a translation, quoting, the Gemara states that Ben David doesn't come, that means Mashiach, doesn't come until the Persians will fall at the hands of the Romans. And the commentators note that it doesn't state before Ben David comes, the Persians will fall at the hands of the Romans, but rather, it doesn't come until. It doesn't say he comes before, it says he won't come until, to teach that even if the Kates will arrive, nevertheless, it will be delayed until the Persians will fall at the hands of the Romans. That's what he says there in Yaros Dvash. So he's describing a time when the final Kates has arrived, as the Rebbe stated, the final Kates has arrived, all the Kolokol Kitzin, and there is a perplexing delay in Mashiach's coming. That's what he says there in Yaros Dvash, which is exactly our situation as the Rebbe describes our situation. There's a perplexing, why is Mashiach come? Everything is finished, Birurim is finished. And the reason, according to Yaros Dvash, is the matter of the fall of Persia, Iran, at the hands of the Romans, the most powerful of the Western nations. However, so one could protest that the Rebbe responded to the situation that kol kol akitzim, all the end times have passed since the Mashiach hasn't come, with astonishment. He didn't bring us an explanation from the Yaros Dvash. So what connection do we find here to the Rebbe's astonishment and disbelief? With a deeper look at what it means, the fall of Persia, the fall of Paros, and how it relates to the Rebbe's declaration that Avodas Birurim has been finished, and especially the Gemara's expression that the fall of Paras is a decree of the king, we may find an answer and see exactly how it fits perfectly what the Rebbe is saying. End of part 1.